2016, the synod passed the decentralization of the Episcopal Church into 8 provinces in South Sudan and 1 independent in the north. And then it was inaugurated on the 14th of January this year, and enthroned on the 15th of the same month this year. With that one, with the insecurity issues and the instability in the Jangule state or in Greater Jangule, we were not able to sit together. So we have made it now, because it's the Christmas season, all every which must be in his diocese.
Yes, the Archbishop. What is the role of the internal province of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan in regards to peace building in this region?
The role of internal province mostly always is for peace. Church is always for peace. And as it is the security situation, insecurity in South Sudan is out of hands, even in the government. Cannot control it. The heart of the church is for peace, for the people of South Sudan to be peaceful, to coexist as brothers and sisters in this land, in this young nation. So as we have come now at the internal province for Jangule, it is our plan, it is one of the things we will be discussing in this meeting. How do we bring the people of Jangule together, the former Jangule? So that we can, because now we are going to have the, we have the Bishop of Akobo, we have the Bishop of Ayut, and the Bishops of Jangule State.
Your Grace, it's imperative to also know from the church perspective. In Jangule, the issues of cattle rustling, the issues of child abduction, the issues of killing of innocent people at the countryside. The region is very unstable, and instability is the order of the day. What are the hopes and inspirations of the church about this?
You know, there are some, we preach peace, we preach the gospel, but there are some of the people, those bandits, we don't reach them. Sometimes they don't even want to hear the word of God, because it controls them from doing what they want to do. And with this one also, we said that the government should be helping us, because the government is the strong wing of the nation. Those who cannot obey the law, it is the responsibility of the government. Government have to disarm the civil population who are carrying firearms. And the church is to disarm the people in the heart for what the evil things they think. But how do we reach them when they're still having these guns? And when we are in the churches, they don't come. It is just the same with the bandits, with the militias of Murle and Dinka and Nuer, keep on roaming. The government have to help us, the government of those of these states.
In Jangule, 90% of the population, or over 90% of the populations, are Christians. It is the same Christians who are in the community. It is the same Christians who are also in the government, who are in the church. And all this is going on. What do you think can be a key message? What do you think, and how do you think people should celebrate this Christmas so that the region is peaceful?
You know, the key to peaceful coexisting is security of the people. These people of Jangule who are breaking into houses, they are Christian. But because there is no peace, people cannot work for themselves. People cannot cultivate. People cannot do their own business freely. They are forced to steal. Because hunger have no borders. The only diet for hunger is food security. Though we preach, empty stomach does not listen to the gospel, does not listen even to the truth.
Finally, Your Grace, what will be your Christmas and New Year message to the government, to the Christian community, and even to these bandits?
The key message for Christmas is to pray and to ask God for peace in this young nation, so that we will be able to talk openly, to break the barriers of ethnicity, that people even don't even listen to. Once you are seen from that ethnic group, nobody is bothering to listen to you. Let us have this season of 2017 be the key for peace in 2018 for everybody.